excellent dinner, Mrs. Watson. Thank you so much. Are you sure that there's nothing else I can do to help you clean up? Oh, anything, really. You've made my stay here just so lovely and pleasant and just welcoming me with open arms. Oh, well, he did mention that he'd never brought a girl home before, so I was a little bit nervous, but you two have been wonderful. Yeah, it's, what's it been now, sweetie? 3 months? 4 months? I think 4 months. He's the one who keeps track of those sort of things. I have a terrible memory. Yeah, well, it's funny. We actually met at the library. Because, you know, he's just... you know, I don't need to tell you. He's a very good student. In fact, it was, I had a hell of a time getting him to ask me out. Well, you know, we'll see. Of course, I'm so proud of him. He's going to be an excellent doctor someday. So, you told me I'll be sleeping down here? Yeah, sure, that's fine. That's fine. The couch pulls out and everything? Great. Well, all right, yeah. If there's nothing else I can do. Alrighty. Sweetie, I'll see you in the morning. Good night. Wake up. Hey, come on. Oh, wake up. There you go. Really, sweetie? Really? Your parents are making me sleep in the fucking basement? That's so rude. I mean, we're both adults here, you know? Well, you didn't fight too hard, huh? I guess that's to be expected. I just can't sleep without you, you know. No, calm down, they're asleep. I waited until I could literally hear them snoring before I snuck in your room. I figure your package could use some much needed attention. It must be feeling so lonely in there. Oh, surprise, surprise. Your parents believe in that wholesome, old-fashioned philosophy of no sex before marriage, huh? Oh, sweetie. The longer I spend here, another piece of the puzzle. One right after the other. It's no wonder you were a virgin. They must have thought you were just too busy with schoolwork for girls. Little did they know, their sweet, innocent little boy has been corrupted in just about every way possible. All the hottest ways possible. Oh, let's see. Since we met, you've engaged in vaginal sex, fellatio, cunnilingus, anal sex, voyeurism, exhibitionism, BDSM, and there might even be a threesome on the horizon. Don't look at me like that, sweetie. Yes, I mean Jenny. Who'd you think I meant, your mom? No offense, she's a lovely lady. Yes, I meant Jenny. How many times have you guys gone out now? I thought it was 4. I mean, poor date, sweetie. And I know you haven't told her about me. What did I say? I'm gonna have to meet her eventually, huh? I agreed to give you your space, you know, while you two were starting out, but like, God, isn't she asking questions right now? And I know you can't fuck her with the cage still on. See, I'll have to meet her. I'll have to let you out. Oh. Oh, well. Well, imagine explaining to your parents that I've driven you to polyamory? Do they know what polyamory is? I mean, it's in the Bible. Oh, the Bible's full of all sorts of sensuous temptations, huh? And I know you have no intention of repenting these particular sins. But maybe you should. Oh my gosh, I can imagine you in confession, on your knees. Oh, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. I let my girlfriend fuck me in the ass with a strap on, and I loved it. You think the priest would enjoy hearing that? I mean, Jesus. The stuff we do would shock him, I bet. Stuff we do would probably shock Satan himself. Do they have sex in heaven? I mean, if they don't, I do not want to go. You know, speaking of confession, I just thought it was hilarious. And, also kind of sexy. When I heard your cage clank. Before, earlier, when we were at Mass with your parents. Nobody else could hear it but me. It just turns me on seeing you so pious. When you've got me as your dirty little secret. Oh my gosh, seeing you kneel, hearing you pray, watching you cross yourself like a good little boy. It's enough to make me fall for you all over again. It's times like these that make me eager to unlock your cock. Huh? Like, maybe right about now? Oh. Ooh. Oh. I'm trying to be quiet. Jeez. Oh, shh. It's okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let me get. Nice. Yeah. Love that. Oh, it's been so long. Yeah. No, don't be too loud. We don't want them to hear us, huh? Oh, or maybe we do. And oh, I kind of like the risk of getting caught. Oh, just like that, baby. Oh. So, is this your childhood bedroom? Oh, you lived here your whole life, huh? This is the first time this room is seeing any action at all. Oh, no, that's really hot. I mean, you used to do this to yourself way back when, but it's high time you had a girl do it for you, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby, yeah. Oh. Yeah. That's it. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, shit. Shit. Is that them? Shh. Hang on. Oh no, I think it's just your mom going to the bathroom or something. I'll hold you so you don't come yet. Yeah. Hold your breath. Wait for it. Yeah? I think she's gone. Or maybe it was just my imagination, you know? Yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, you've been pent up for so long. Oh, yeah. What do you think your parents would say if they knew everything I'd done to you, huh? If they knew how we really met? If they knew how your face looked while I fucked you in the ass, huh? Huh? Maybe in a couple months you can bring me and Jenny home. And maybe all three of us can do it together right here in your childhood bedroom, huh? Oh, you gonna come? You gonna come? There you go. Oh my God, sweetie. Oh, I think you just set the record for the world's biggest cum shot. Oh, it's all over your face, all over the wall, all over the ceiling, all over your blanket. Oh my God, you got it everywhere, didn't you? Oh, well, I think I can help you with some of that, huh? Well, that takes care of the jizz on your face. You better clean up the rest before they realize your girlfriend just gave you a hand job in their own house. No, I'm not helping you clean that up. Those were your fireworks, not mine. Oh, boy. Anyway, I'm feeling a little tired now. Gonna go down to my very own pullout couch in my very own basement bedroom. Ugh. Oh, almost forgot. Oh, don't want to go soft on you. Now you can think of me when you clean up. And when you get turned on again, you'll remember your cock belongs to the girl downstairs, huh? Good night, sweetie. Don't let the bed bugs bite.